With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Missouri's Republican governor is calling a special legislative session to redraw the state's U.S. House districts. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The announcement Friday by Governor Mike Kehoe comes as President Donald Trump has been urging Republican-led states to reshape district lines to give the party a better shot at retaining control of Congress in next year's elections. It came hours after Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed into law a new U.S. House map that gives the GOP a chance at winning five additional seats. Democratic lawmakers in California have countered with the redistricting plan giving Democrats a chance at winning five more seats there. The California plan still needs voter approval. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Israel says bodies of two hostages returned as military begins Gaza's city offensive. Meanwhile, earlier Friday, Israel declared Gaza's largest city a dangerous combat zone as the army launched the initial stages of a planned offensive.
In Gaza City, what we've been hearing from witnesses is that in the past couple of hours there have been more intense airstrikes. Meanwhile, the Israeli military making this declaration that Gaza City was now a dangerous combat zone and that it was suspending these tactical pauses in fighting that were introduced about a month ago to get more aid in. This all seen as being part of the preparations for a bigger operation to conquer Gaza City.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. A divided U.S. appeals court ruled yesterday that most of President Trump's tariffs are illegal, undercutting his use of the levies as a key international economic policy tool. The court allowed the tariffs to remain in place through October 14th to give the Trump administration a chance to file an appeal with the Supreme Court. The president promptly responded on Truth Social decrying the ruling. Secretary of State Marco Rubio revoking the visas of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and 80 other officials from next month's U.N. General Assembly. This is SRN News. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on another man accused of using abortion pills to kill an unborn baby.
Lawmen in Illinois have arrested a 31-year-old man and charged him with slipping the pills into his girlfriend's drink, causing her to have a miscarriage. Despite the fact that Illinois is one of the most liberal states when it comes to abortion, intentional homicide of an unborn child carries a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison. A growing number of similar cases are springing up across the U.S. and in parts of Western Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fort Lauderdale city leaders have decided to fight the state of Florida's order to remove gay pride street art, potentially risking millions of dollars in funding. City commissioners voted unanimously to file an administrative appeal against an order to cover four street art installations in the city, including a rainbow-colored crosswalk. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has explained his order by saying, "I think the street art got out of hand, and much better that we use crosswalks for their intended purpose." This is SRN News. Labor Day celebrates the American worker with a holiday honored the first Monday of September this weekend. The federal holiday, also a three-day weekend, that's become the official end of summer. AAA spokeswoman Axia Diaz says there aren't as many people traveling Labor Day weekend compared to other holiday weekends.
Labor Day weekend, you know, it's the end of summer, and some people may just be ready to get into their fall routines and may not want to travel. Now, what a lot of people do over Labor Day weekend is take a short road trips or maybe even staycations.
She says it can be tough for some people to travel over Labor Day weekend.
It's not as popular as July 4th or Memorial Day. The volumes just aren't there because some people are either out of vacation days, out of money after the summer fun, or maybe their kids are back in school and they don't have that flexibility.
And as far as holiday destinations?
Our AAA booking data shows that people are going to Seattle because of Alaska cruises, Orlando for the theme parks, and for the cruises that leave out of Central Florida.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.